Unlike John, Enid Francis does get some statutory support for caring for her two sons with learning difficulties. A former nursing assistant, Enid says the financial impact of giving up paid employment has been profound.
I do think about it in that sense, because I sort of think about it in this way, that they're my children and it's my duty to look after them. But when you think about it, if they were normal, I would look after them until they can look after themselves. And, you know, they're children, then they're young men. Now there's an adult, they're men, and I've got to be looking after them all the time. It's very hard work, because if they were all right, they would have got married, they would have been gone. I would have been out at work earning a living for myself. All my life is just revolved about them. But I'm not complaining, because they weren't asked to be born. And I just look at it that it's my duty to do my best for them. So I just look at it as a part of my everyday work to look after them. The benefit that John and Martin get is they get income support, disability living allowance, and attendance allowance. Those three benefits they get. Some of my friends, they told me that the attendance allowance, they keep it for themselves. Well, I don't think it's enough what they're getting for me to take the attendance allowance. So what I do, I use it for them, for their board and lodge, their clothes, and to take them out. Like when they're on holiday, I would take them to the theme park, or I would take them to the pub for a drink, which my husband doesn't know this, because he doesn't like them drinking. But my eldest, John, he likes his beer. So that's what I use the benefit for. And I do a little savings for them, because I've got to think about the time when I'm not around. They'll need something to fall back on to. So that's what I use it for. As for the benefit I get, I just use it for myself. But one thing about this benefit that bothers me is when I do reach the age of 60, I was told that that benefit will be stopped. I did some research about this, and I'm not too sure, but as far as I know, this ICA will stop when I'm 60. And the only benefit that I'm going to get to care for three people is going to be £28 a week. And heavens help me, I don't know what £28 can do. And at the end of the day, I've saved the government, I'm going to say, pretty near £1 million. So I must tell you, I haven't got any relatives of my own. My husband has got plenty relatives, and they are the best people. They're ever so good to me and my children. And I've got a few good friends. I've got few friends who are like sisters to me. So I do get help from my friends. And I'm one of those people who are very good with my fingers. I haven't got the time now, but I do dressmaking, a bit of sewing. I'm not going boasting, but I'm quite good at it. And I do bake. So like they come here, there'd be a lovely cake, maybe a carrot cake or a bit of fabric, and I'll be putting the tape measure around someone to make them something. But I must be honest with you, the last 2 years, I find it hard to fit things like those in. But my relatives and my friends, they're not looking for pay.